Call this meeting to order. This is the regular session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, August 15, 2017, at 7 p.m. in the Bisbee Municipal Building, 118 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis is excused. Mayor David Smith?
Present.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom?
Here.
City staff, Robert Smith, interim city manager, Ashley Coronado, city clerk, Carrie Bagley, finance director, Andy Heratic, public works director, Albert Chavez, police chief, George Castillo, interim fire chief, Alda Orduño, city attorney.
Thank you. For a moment of silence tonight, I'd like us to think about the recent events that have occurred in Virginia, and how lucky indeed we are that we are free of that type of activity, both physical and mental. So please join me. Thank you. Please join me with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Could I prevail upon the police chief, Chief Chavez? Would you mind introducing our newest member of the police department to our audience and to the council, please?
Thank you, Mayor. Council, it's my pleasure to introduce our newest member to the Bisbee Police Department. It's Officer Kyle Mahoney. Officer Mahoney is a Navy veteran and has just completed his course of training at Seletzi in Tucson and has started his field training program. He has approximately 10 more weeks to go over that before he's on his own, but so far he's doing well and has been a good fit for the City of Bisbee. So again, this is Officer Kyle Mahoney, and we're happy to welcome him to the Bisbee Police Department family.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Did you tell him about the song he has to sing? Once a month, I get to have the fun of presenting the Employee of the Month Award. This award is something that the employees themselves do. They get together, they vote on. This is their choice of the employee of the month, and not only do they get this plaque, but even as important, they get this great Visa gift card that all of the employees chip in and purchase for the employee of the month each month. None of this has anything to do with city funds. This is our employees actually honoring each other for their hard work. So with that, I would like to present the Employee of the Month is awarded to Nick Rivera of the Fire Department. And thanks for your hard work and dedication to the success of our city. If you please come up and get it, Nick.
Trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
He has a speech ready, too.
And a song.
1st. We have no call to the public. We will then be moving right along to general business. Item number one is accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $591,260.06.
Second.
Any questions, Counselor?
No other questions.
Sir?
Is my mic way up again? I need to lower it. Well, the $262,000, I was just curious. I know it's sewer fund, but explanation maybe?
Truck. That was the payment on the truck.
Okay. And we're still paying Sonora Fest, it looks like?
that was when I gave my accounting. That was in the accounting, but it hadn't yet been paid.
That's correct. And the Bendix King Radio Com, what was that? On page 6? For $2,300?
Which line item?
It's 1064. Let's see. 1064, 91,000 on page 6, the very bottom line.
Ms. Bagley, are you caught up?
I think so.
Thank you, ma'am.
I think it was a radio for the new ambulance, right?
That was a radio for the brush truck.
Oh, okay.
The BKs or the next kings are for the brush truck.
Okay.
And then I guess the last one would be the fire disc. I was just confused about for $5,300.
There was a couple months past due that they hadn't billed for yet, so we were catching up. I think it was like May and June's.
As you recall, they were doing our billing for our ambulance.
Oh, is this for billing?
Yeah, they bill us for doing the medical billing for us. So there was still a couple months that they hadn't billed for yet.
Anything else? Just me? Nobody else? Okay.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Next item two, is approval of the consent agenda. Items A through K. A, approval of the minutes of the work session of Mayor and Council held on May 3rd, 2017 at 5:30 p.m. B, approval of the minutes of the special session of Mayor and Council held on May 15th, 2017 at 5:30 p.m. C, approval of the minutes of the work session of Mayor and Council held on May 16th, 2017 at 5:30 p.m. D. Approval of the appointment of Charlene Snooty Borwick to the Evergreen Cemetery Committee. E. Approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the Boys and Girls Club of Bisbee for the use of Arizona Street between D'Autremont and Ruby for the 9th annual Cars and Bikes on Arizona Street show to be held on Saturday, September 2nd, 2017, from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. F. Approval of the park facility and right-of-way use permit for Bisbee High School for the use of Main Street and City Park for a pick parade on Monday, August 21st, 2017, from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. G. Approval of the park facility and right-of-way use permit for Bratz, B-R-A-T-S, for the use of Tombstone Canyon at the Iron Man to the Post Office on Main Street to hold an art car parade on Saturday, October 28th, 2017, from 3:45 to 4:30 p.m. H. Approval of the park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Vista Park for movies in the park on Saturday, August 19th, 2017, from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. I. Approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Bisbee Radio Project, Inc., KBRP, for an event to be held on at City Park, 62 Brewery Avenue, Bisbee, on Saturday, September 9th, 2017, from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. Ryan Bruce, applicant. J. Approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by St. Patrick's Church for an event to be held at St. Patrick's Basketball Court from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Jennifer Ratkovich, applicant. K. Approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Bisbee Coalition for the Homeless for an event to be held at the Warren Ballpark on Saturday, November 4th, 2017, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Walton Leakum, applicant. Sorry. Council, do any of these need to be pulled for further discussion?
All right. Mayor, I move we approve consent agenda items A through K.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor of approval of consent agendas items A through K, signify by stating aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. We will be moving on to new business. Discussion of possible approval of an updated intergovernmental agreement for the Cochise County Tourism Council Steering Committee and the City of Bisbee. Ms. Jennifer Luria, Tourism Manager.
Hello, Mayor, Council. Thank you. I'm not sure if you guys have questions about this, but primarily this Cochise County has served regional tourism for about 20 years, and they really haven't updated an IGA since then. And all this is doing is changing the fiscal agent, which has always been with the county, over to Sierra Vista. And then with Sierra Vista, we can also hire a part-time person to help with PR and media relations. Each city contributes funds to help offset the cost for tourism regionally. And our share is $10,572 based on population for each community involved. So this is what the only change really in our IGA has been, just shifting that fiscal agent. I'm not sure if you guys have questions about some of this. The steering committees have accepted it, and then it's gone to mayor and council now for each community.
Right. I do have a couple of questions.
Okay.
I always have.
You do. I love that. It's okay.
You said that the amount of money that we paid is based on population. Mm-hmm. So basically, if it's been going on for 20 years, so this has been based on population
we've talked about in the past.
Yeah. Have they looked at redoing that? Because I see that we pay more than Benson does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking about this, and that this needs to be updated to do another population count to reestablish the funds contributed by each community.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The other question I have is, what does it do for us?
Yeah, so you know how the City of Bisbee, we apply for the tourism, the marketing cooperative grant that we received from the Arizona Office of Tourism. We have the same capabilities to apply for that grant with this organization as well on the county level. So we've now coordinated our advertising to match, and it represents Benson, Bisbee, Douglas, Sierra Vista, Tombstone, Wilcox. So with all of our contributions, we can then do it on the countywide effort.
So it's basically to help us to get money for...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And I might add that the same thing has been passed by the Board of Supervisors just last week, as I recall. So... in order to transfer it from the county to
Sierra Vista. And I know the question came up when we were discussing this new IGA, as long as we all still had a shared voice and it wasn't heavy on Sierra Vista since they were the fiscal agent. So in fact, our chair, who is Judy Hector from Sierra Vista, is stepping down as a chair, so there's not a conflict of interest.
Great. Thank you.
So
any
other questions?
I had a question. What exactly, okay, again, I know she asked, like, what the purpose is.
Yeah.
So what exactly do you do?
Promote tourism on the county level. So we each do it through the city. So through print advertising, we've got a website called explorecochise.com, and it's to help tie together, like, events that everyone's doing and try to push people throughout our whole county. As Bisbee, I act as the hub here. Of course, I encourage overnight stays in Bisbee, but I said, oh, but for a three-day stay, you can also visit the Wilcox wineries or hike in the Huachucas. That's how we utilize it that way.
So it's a website, basically?
Well, website, print advertising.
How does the print advertising work?
Yeah, so we pick, we try to complement other areas that we're advertising to have a bigger presence in the magazine, and usually we can negotiate, say it's a full-page ad, and the county takes out half a page, then we get quarter pages for each community. We can kind of work together with the advertisers to offset the cost for us.
So it's just a double.
This year we're looking at, we did a state guide, which gets distributed throughout the whole state. We just finalized this stuff, so let's see. There's a Edible Baja, we got Arizona Key, there's the RV Guide, and a lot of it the county will just advertise, and the smaller cities we won't advertise in that. That way we're still having a representation in some of these publications. There's a few more too, which I can definitely email some of those as well.
Anything else?
Mayor, I move approval of an updated intergovernmental agreement for the Cochise County Tourism Council Steering Committee and the City of Bisbee.
I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item 4, discussion of possible approval of the Bisbee Arts Commission to sponsor the 2017 Bisbee Blues Festival in the amount of $1,000. Karen Schumacher, Bisbee Arts Commission Chair.
Yes, hi guys. I'm just as an explanation, I wanted to say that we usually give out grants on a yearly basis, and the Bisbee Blues Festival and Central School Project are two things that we like to support. Our grants this year were delayed because of the art auction. As everybody knows, that was a big endeavor for a volunteer-based commission. So we delayed them. We're actually rewriting a lot of the information that has to do with them, so it's taken us a little while. So we always give people the option of coming to us with sponsorships. That way we can get money to those organizations and not have to go through the grant process in the same way. So Ryan Bruce for KBRP came to us with a proposal, and we decided that we would like to support the Bisbee Blues Festival. It's one of our biggest events in town, and I think one of the most successful. And as the Arts Commission, we would love to continue supporting it. And just for the public, sometimes this is confusing. Just as a reminder, the money for the Arts Commission does not come from the city, but it comes from the commission itself has raised those funds, so it doesn't actually affect the city's budget or anything. But I'm here if anybody has any questions.
Thank you.
I move to approve the sponsorship by the Bisbee Arts Commission to the 2017 Bisbee Blues Festival in the amount of $1,000.
I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries unanimously. Item number 5.
I get to just stay here.
You do. Discussion of possible approval of the Bisbee Arts Commission to sponsor the 2017 Make Youth Arts Festival and Youth Arts Program in the amount of $300. Ms. Schumacher.
Same situation, something that we love, the Make Festival through Central School Project. Is a free event that happens every year. There's hundreds of children that come through, and there are about 20 or 30 different tables with activities that the children get to interact with artists and make things, and it's a very important thing because art obviously is getting cut in our schools, so it's good to continue to be able to offer something. And Central School puts that on. They do pay the teachers if they want it. But it's been an ongoing event for over a decade now, and we love to support it, you know. So if you guys have any questions on that one as well.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
I just have a comment. I just think it's wonderful that your support, that the Arts Commission is supporting the youth.
We'd love to do more, too. I mean, that's one of the things, to get the word out there that we do you know, we are open to recommendations and sponsorships like that, so if anybody has any ideas, we'd love to hear them. And also, our grants will be open at the end of this year. I think it's October, actually. And so youth activities are always really important in this community. But thank you.
Thank you. Anything else?
I move to approve the sponsorship by the Bisbee Arts Commission to the 2017 Make Youth Arts Festival and Youth Arts Program in the amount of $300.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Those in favor of the motion signify by stating aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously. Ms. Schumacher, thank you very much
thank
for
you
what
guys.
You do and what for BAC does for the city.
Thank you very much.
Item number six, discussion of possible approval of an airport improvement program, known as AIP, agreement for transfer of entitlements of $150,000 to fiscal year 2014 and 2015 federal funds from the City of Bisbee Municipal Airport, PO4, to the City of Benson Municipal Airport. Andy Hradek, Public Works Director. Mr. Hradek.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. So, Mayor and Council, this money is money that Bisbee cannot spend this year. That's why we're asking that this money be transferred to the Benson Airport. They have a very large project they would like to do, and this will assist them in funding the project.
So, to further clarify, often airport projects cost a lot more than $150,000.
Yeah.
And we are giving them our share, and down the road, we have a gentleman's agreement that they will give us their share, and that we in the future will then be able to put that with the money that we would normally get in order to do some more expensive projects, correct?
That's right, Mayor. Airport projects at a base are about $300,000 to $350,000, up to $1 million to resurface a runway. The truth is they're $2.5 million, and a seal coat's almost $1 million. So it's impossible for little cities to take 3 years of $150,000 and do projects at airports. So by us lending this out to another airport, they'll actually be able to finish a project, and that does put us in a good position when we're ready to do more work at our airport.
And of importance is we're not writing a check for $150,000 out of our account.
And if we don't do this, it goes back to the FAA offices, the corporate offices, and it leaves the state of Arizona. So it even more important, it stays in our county and the state.
Right, so we're actually giving away money we've never had.
Yeah, all right.
Which we would lose anyway.
Which we would lose anyway. Yeah. All right. Do we have a motion? Or do we have any questions? I'm sorry, Mr. Hradek. No? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the Airport Improvement Program Agreement for Transfer of Entitlements of $150,000 of fiscal year 2014 and 2015 federal funds from the City of Bisbee Municipal Airport, PO4, to the City of Benson Municipal Airport.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll on this?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Mayor, I want to thank you for this. As you know, the FAA is waiting. They want this emailed to them by 9 p.m. So thank you very much. They'll be very happy to know that they got the money.
I will get that thing signed, and we'll get it mailing. Thank you, sir. City Manager's Report, item number 7. Mr. Smith, which I don't get to say very much, by the way.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is my fourth week here with the city. I'm working on a draft report for the council. I should have that out to you by the end of this week or by Monday. Right now that report is in the hands of department leadership. I'm having them review it to help me with some of the information and for us to solidify what we want to put in front of the council. Just some teaser highlights. Part of it is working on a customer service initiative that will also integrate volunteers. Part of our efforts is filling the fire department, HR, and transit positions that are currently in play. Part of that report is examining alternatives to create a compensation and classification plan or to update the city's existing plan. I haven't found a plan, but I'm still looking. So if we have one, we'll update it. If we don't have one, we'll create it. Part of that report is investigating software for several missions and some IT support for our administration. And part of that is to begin discussions with the county on some joint procurement efforts. There's some opportunities where I think they get better unit pricing, better negotiations, and we may be able to benefit from that. So I've been involved in staff meetings and meetings with council members over the last 3 weeks. We met over the Science Center program and the library expansion grant that's shaping up. We prepped the IT RFP over the course of the last couple of weeks with Ashley. Meeting with, we did have a meeting over the feral cat issue that's coming up. We're forming an executive committee of the leadership that'll be working on some of these specific projects to help with fast progress. So I am meeting with all of the department leads, but there is going to be a small few folks that are picked on even more for extra work and help. We'll be meeting first thing tomorrow about 9 o'clock.
Great. Thank you, sir. Anything else?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Those in favor of adjournment signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Thank you.